I live by my heart. I follow the intentions of my heart. I walk the perfect path. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. I live by my heart. I follow the intentions of my heart, and I walk the perfect path. Every time we try to live by somebody else's direction or heart, live by somebody else's desires and needs and wants, we come up very unhappy. If we try to live by our mother's desire, if our mother says, clean your room, you know, help with the household, if our father says, mow the lawn, do these little chores that's right for you to do, if our wife says, take out the garbage, and our husband says, mend my shirt, those things are all rotten, rotten, rotten. Boy, am I messing up a family. Now, consider. If the child is trained to realize that it's a member of a family, and there are chores that the family does together, and each one does their individual chores and takes good care of it, the child will want to clean up his room. He will want to do that as part of his game. And if the husband is raised as a husband to be helpful around the house somewhat and take out the garbage, which is no big deal, you know, but to do it, he does it. That's his role. That's what he is accepted to do. His wife makes a meal and he takes out the garbage. That's not all, of course. There's many more things that you cooperate with. But when a family is taught the routine of a family, and everyone knows what their game is in the routine of the family, they do it. Now, if a mother has to remind a child to do the things that are the routine of the family that should be done, the mother hasn't trained the child well at all. The mother hasn't told the child the story of the family. And these are the things that we do, these are the things that we are. And then when the child, yes, I'll keep my room clean, Mom. I'll do my part in this household. I'll do wonderful things in this household. In fact, I would like even do some more things. But Mom, I'll come and ask you when I got time. And so he does. But he's doing it now with all of his heart. He's doing it now because he is a member of this household and he is happy to be a member of this household. And the husband, when he comes home, hey, sweetheart, this is your house too. It's my house, your house, our house. And sweetheart, what little chores would you like to have as your responsibility around the house here? Well, I'll cook the meals and wash the dishes and I'll change the kids' diapers, and I'll give them their baths, and I'll put them to bed, and I'll read them bedtime stories, and I'll vacuum the house, and I'll wash the windows, and that's after I come home from work. Well, sweetheart, you're generous beyond anything I could ever imagine, but let's be a little realistic about this. We have some kids, and the kids, you know, could learn how to do the lawn, and they could learn how to sweep the sidewalk. They could learn how to vacuum the house, and they could learn how to do a lot of things, you know. And we want to say, here is our agenda. Here are all the things that run a happy, harmonious house. Now, sweethearts, what would you like to do?
Well, I don't want to do anything.
Okay, then we will send you to an orphanage. But, hey, if you want to belong to this family, you have chores to do, and you must select the chores you want to do and do it with all your heart. But if you don't want to belong to this family, well, we don't want to raise a child that doesn't want to belong to the family, be a member of this family. You know, that's what you're here for, be a member of this family. And this family has certain things to do. We have things to do, like wash the windows and mow the lawn and vacuum, and we have things to do, you know, lots of things to do. And what do you want to do? Now, I had a household that was very good, 5 of us kids, and so we were able to spread the work around. And I chose certain jobs, and Mother gave them to me to do. Now, how about that? I chose certain jobs and mother gave them to me to do. And I said, Mom, let me clean the basement and let me scrub the kitchen floor every Friday night. She says, that sounds good to me. And so then she says, girls, what do you want to do? And they said, well, Mom, we want to do the dishes. And yes, and let's clean our rooms and vacuum the rugs and stuff. That's a good thing. Now, Ray, what do you want to do? And so Ray said, well, I'd just like to get out of your way. And that doesn't count. Ray, how about you keep the garage clean and keep the driveway clean and, you know, keep it all organized nicely so that Pop's got a place to work when he comes home and wants to do something there, you know? Whew, that's not too bad. So the first thing Ray did was to fall in love with the garage. And he built, it was a two-story garage, and he built upstairs in the garage a pigeon coop. And he raised white king pigeon squabs, the baby birds, and sold them, you know. And so he just had that, and the garage was dirtier than ever because of what he had there, you know. And then all of us had sort of help him to do things to take care of the pigeons. I had to go and get tobacco stems from the cigar store where they, you know, rolled cigars, manufactured cigars and stuff. But anyhow, this was part of the game. But you see, I loved doing what I did. I loved doing. He gave me a dime and he said, now, here, this will take you downtown, pick up the bag of cigar stems, and then bring you back, you know, your transfer, you can go round trip. And so for a dime, I went all the way down into Milwaukee to the cigar store, and the people saw me coming, and they always had a big bag ready for me. And can you imagine me getting on the streetcar and the bus with a bag of cigar stems? They were strong. They were powerful. And people said, man, kid, you're starting early, you know. But it was just wonderful, and it was fun. But we all did our jobs with all of our heart, and therefore it was a fun thing to do. But it took a little training on Mom's part. Dad just enforced what Mom said, but it took a little training on Mom's part to encourage us all to select the things we wanted to do that she needed done, and do them well. Well, now, Ray was a real jerk. He went over the same job three or four times to make sure it was absolutely perfect. It had to be perfect. It had to be perfect. And of course, doing that, he didn't have time for too many other things. But he did a good job. And then I must say, I was pretty much a perfectionist myself and did much the same thing. Now, the girls were a kiss and a promise, you know. They just go through, and if you didn't look in the corner, you didn't see the dust. But yeah, it was their game, too. And Howie, I can't remember him doing anything. But that,
here he is again.
But that is probably because he was so young that by the time he was old enough to do something, I wasn't around the house anymore and wasn't paying attention. I'm sure he did. At least he made my dad happy. My dad, he's my dad's favorite son, the youngest, you know how that is. And so... But that's okay, you know, and he did his job making Dad happy, and Mother realized that that was a very important thing to be done, you know. And so it was a cooperation, you see. So when you got this thing here, and you say, I live by my heart, I follow the intentions of my heart, and I walk the perfect path, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. But first, you got to get to the heart. First, you got to let people know what it is that has to be done if you're belonging in an organization, or you're belonging in a family, or you're belonging in a world, you know. And you got to know what the things are to be done, and then you choose those things you like to do. Now, everybody can't be president at the same time. They can all, in time, be president, but not everybody wants to, unfortunately. And not everybody wants to be a senator or congressman or you know, legislator for the state or the county or the city or the nation, you know. And but those who do, and they don't have too much competition, and they run for their office and they have a good time spending our money, you know. Oftentimes spending it quite foolishly, but spending it and doing what they think is right. And we elected them into office, so we can't complain. You see, if you do everything with all your heart, so let's just know that our legislators are doing everything with all their heart. Our legislators are spending our money with the best efficient way that they can figure out, you know. And our world is operated by a government of the people, by the people, for the people. A government of peace. A government of harmony. People don't want war. People don't want inharmony. But you see, the government sometimes feel, well, they're doing wrong over there. We got to make them mind. We got to do this and we got to do that. And that's unfortunate. Because you don't have to do that. All you have to do is mind yourself. And if you mind yourself, if you pay attention to yourself and be honorable to yourself, then the whole world's honorable. You look out and that's all you see. But it's a wonderful thing and it's a wonderful project. But now, how many times are you ready for such a wonderful adventure like that?
Always.
Always? Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Naturally. Naturally, yeah. We're always ready for that wonderful adventure. So, think about it again. I live by my heart. I follow the intentions of my heart. I walk the perfect path. And I at no time ever am putting down the family, putting down the country, putting down our legislators, putting down anybody. All I'm doing is saying, they, each one, express what we believe in our heart. And if we believe they're good, they're good. If we believe they're very good, they're very good. If we believe anything else, then that's what we believe. We have the right to believe what we ever want, whatever we want. It's about time we start believing in ourselves and our creation. Have a nice evening and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.